We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
5 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. It is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Extra happy today because you got some Monday Night Football coming up in about 3 hours, Dolphins and Steelers. And extra, extra happy because we're at Twin Peaks in Davie, and that always makes everything fun. Now, being in Davie, I always make it a point to tell you that right down the street from us on University Drive is Caneswear, and generally I will go there before the show starts on Mondays because I know I'll be here, and so I stopped by Caneswear today, and I'm not even lying. That place was packed because Hurricanes are coming off a win, and you've got Miami FSU week, and so people get all jacked up about it, and I got in there. I got a brand new Canes t-shirt and a long sleeve shirt, and I talk all the time when I come to Davie, Caneswear in Davie, the largest selection of items from Adidas and other name brands, including all the team sideline apparel, hundreds of different t-shirts and jerseys and polos, hoodies and hats. They've got them in all sizes, men, women, kids, babies, even pets. They're your tailgating headquarters. They've got tents and chairs and tables and flags and decals, magnet license plates, sunglasses, tattoos. Like I said, I was in there before the show started today. I got there about noon, and it's fun talking Canes football. There's a whole bunch of fans in there. If you're like me, you bleed orange and green. Caneswear in Davie is the place for you. It's more than a store. It's an experience. It's the only place to get brands like Adidas, Columbia, Starter, Dime Life, Hook and Tackle, and CW exclusives all under one roof. They've got an amazing selection. And I always point out, if you're a Dolphins fan, don't feel left out. They've got a huge selection of Dolphins items for men, women, and kids. If you're a Panthers fan, they've got a huge selection of Florida Panthers items. So get over to Caneswear. They're at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. And, of course, they're always open online at caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop. That place is insanely great. Absolutely love that place. Do you have Solana back in the studio, the Monday Night Football theme? I love this so much. Does that speak to you, Zach? You're younger than me. Like, this Monday Night Football theme to me just means so much. Back in my day, I don't want to sound like the old man, but back in my day, Monday Night Football was everything. Mm-hmm. Because it was the only place to see highlights from other games. First of all, they would do a thing called the halftime highlights. Howard Cosell would narrate them. There was no internet. There weren't all these different cable channels. So you would wait all week to see what happened on Sunday, Monday night. They'd show you 2 minutes at halftime, the different highlights. Does Monday Night Football have the same appeal?
When I was growing up, it was all Hank Williams Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... Oh, my round of frame.
But is it as big a deal for what are you, in your 30s?
I'm 30. I'll be 33 in a few weeks.
Yeah, so what about you, Solana? You're
Thursday
in your 20s.
Night football.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, primetime football.
Coming up soon, you have Saturday football.
I'm telling you, when I was a kid, it was Monday Night Football. That was the pinnacle of sports. What about you, Solana? Does it mean anything to you?
I wouldn't say, emotionally it means anything to me, but just this song in general does mean something to me. Like, when I think of football prime time, I think of that right there.
Yes. Oh. I'm telling you, when your team was on Monday Night Football back in the 70s and 80s, I'm telling you, it was just the pinnacle of sports. Tonight's going to be a little bit different because Monday Night Football is still great anyway, but it's a little bit different when your team's 0-6 and headed for a miserable season.
Tell us what else was great about the 70s and 80s.
Oh, my God. I could go on for eons. I mean, when you would hear your phone ring at home and you'd run to a phone because it was.
See, I do remember that.
Corded into
the
wall.
I know. Solana does not remember that.
But you didn't have. You didn't have a corded phone. Like all your phones were wireless. Probably.
In the beginning of my youth, we did, and then those became popular.
I used to have a TV in my room, a remote control TV, where the knob would change when you hit the remote. You would hear it go clunk 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 like that. Going to the video store. You don't remember that, do you?
Of course, dude. I worked at Blockbuster.
Oh, you did? That was the best. Oh my God! Get to Blockbuster on Friday night. You had to get there early because you know they only had six or seven.
Let me tell you when was the worst time to be at the movie store was when a hurricane was coming.
Oh, everybody had to stock up.
Everybody would come and we're like, "Hey, man, there's a storm coming. Can we go home, please?"
So when you worked at Blockbuster, was it just DVDs or did they have video cassettes too?
It was towards the beginning of Blu-rays.
Oh, Blu-rays. You ever go to a Blockbuster, Solana, or that's past your time?
No, come on. Of course I went to Blockbuster. I still
you did?
More so for video games personally, but it was Blockbuster. I still remember going to Blockbuster once a week with my mom. It was right next to Publix for me in the crossing, so that's where we would go once a week to Blockbuster.
That was the best, man. You know what I used to love in the 80s? Shopping at the record store. Because there was no internet. So you'd go.
You know those are making
through.
A comeback, right?
Vinyl's making a comeback, but you know stuff that's coming out. Like, you can get anything now. When I would go to the record store, like, I didn't know what was coming out. Everything was a surprise. You'd thumb through the records. You'd be like, wow, Art of Noise has a new album out? I had no idea because there was no internet. All right, I'm getting sidelined here, and I got to get to headlines. Here's Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Guys, Monday Night Football, we are playing the theme. I'm jacked up. The Dolphins, though, are 14-point underdogs heading into Pittsburgh tonight.
Yeah, 14-point underdogs. That line doesn't seem to be changing. I think it opened at 14.5. It's down to 14 and seems to be pretty stationary for the last few days.
I don't know if any of you saw this story earlier this morning. It happened pretty much while we were all asleep, but LeBron James tweeted that he and his family had to evacuate their home because of the wildfires that were blazing throughout California. He updated it at around 5 or 6 in the morning that they're safe, but pretty scary there. LeBron had to evacuate his home because of the wildfires.
I mean, it's not any scarier because he had to evacuate. I mean, a bunch of people had to evacuate.
Well, no, I know, but
so hard being a multimillionaire evacuating to another multimillion-dollar facility.
I mean, come on, it's LeBron. I'm not saying it's scarier because it's LeBron, but it does hit a little different when you know you see somebody like LeBron James being impacted.
Somebody texts in, lie, at your age, you were the remote control. Yeah, that's true. When I was a kid, I was the remote control. Old dad would say, hey, go put on channel 2. There were 4 channels. That was it. Go put on channel 2. All right, what else you got, Solana?
Tonight, the Panthers are in Vancouver. They're on a 8-game point streak, as Zach Duarte noted earlier. That's at 10 p.m. right here on 790 The Ticket.
All right, anything else?
The Miami Heat land at number 10 in Bleacher Report's latest NBA power rankings through the NBA's first week. Yeah.
Look at the Heat. How about that?
Of course, the Heat do host the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow. That's at 7:30. We're expecting Jimmy Butler to finally make his Miami Heat season debut.
And you will be able to hear that game right here on 790 The Ticket.
And finally, guys, a 56-year-old woman was killed at a gender reveal party in Iowa on Saturday after she was hit by some debris from an explosion that was part of the gender reveal stunt.
She was killed? Because I saw a story that someone was injured. She was killed?
She was killed.
She was killed?
She was killed. Deceased.
Wow. So once you find out that someone was killed, I feel like you should no longer call it a gender release party. A gender reveal party. Like, let's take party off it. Because it's nothing, she was killed.
Yeah, but with death comes rebirth.
It does?
Well, you know what they say.
I need
more
details.
What do they say?
With death comes rebirth.
But you just said that, and then you said you know what they say.
Well, you know what they say, Hawk.
They say what? The same exact thing you just said?
Yeah, the same exact thing I just said.
You have anything else, Solana?
No, I think that's done for me. It's done for me.
People are always dying for your weather report, even though when we're only on 790 The Ticket, you don't have to do weather per se. But do you want to give a little taste?
Yeah, right now it is not raining, and dust and dander level is still extreme.
Extreme. All right.
And they, no stolen SNL jokes today?
You know Solana's reputation, huh?
That's my guy right there.
We're at Twin Peaks in Davie, Zach Duarte and I, till 6 o'clock tonight. And then you've got Dolphins football coming up around 8:15 on our sister station, 560 The Joe. The Dolphins pregame show with Channing Crowder and Chris Whittingham is going on right now, as a matter of fact. Now, we're going to be here till 6 o'clock, but we do 15 minutes of heat every day around 2:15 and then again around 5:15. We're going to bring on Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel, talk about the heat, and probably sneak in a Dolphins question or two as well. So we'll do 15 minutes of heat coming up in a moment. Guys, I want to talk about Mens.com. First, though, it can be easy to perform your best. Maybe you had a rough weekend, if you understand what I'm saying. I've been telling you about this for a while now. I'm talking about treating erectile dysfunction. My friends at Mens.com are making it easier than ever for men to address ED by offering generic Viagra or Cialis for a fraction of the cost. And they're now offering an additional 50% off your first month. And then there's the common refrain, well, how can they do that? And it's a good question. And the answer is Mens.com took out the middleman. They bought the pharmacy. You own the pharmacy, you can make the prices just about whatever you want. Delivering erectile dysfunction prescriptions conveniently and discreetly to your front door, Mens.com is the way to go. There's no trips to the doctor, no embarrassing conversations. The Mens.com online process is remarkably quick and easy, and they're even located in the U.S., so you don't have to worry about the meds that you're getting. You're not rolling the dice on this one. Look, it's easy to put off your needs. It's easy to ignore a problem. But it's so easy to correct that problem now. Take just 15 minutes for yourself. It's not a big deal. Enhance your performance where it counts with generic Viagra or Cialis from Mens.com. And take 50% off your first month. Treat ED easily with Mens.com. That's FDA approved. Mens.com. M-E-N-S. Mens.com. All right, 15 minutes of heat is coming your way next. Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel. He is going to join us here on Hockman and Crowder. We're live at Twin Peaks in Davie today, as we are every Monday, although usually we're reacting to a Dolphins game and reacting to a Hurricanes game. Tonight we're actually looking forward, or, you know, using phraseology that's commonplace but maybe not appropriate for this particular season, but we're looking forward to a Dolphins game tonight on Monday Night Football. Channing Crowder doing the Dolphins pregame show, and so Zach Duarte is with me here at Twin Peaks in Davie, and every day around this time we do 15 minutes of heat. We're going to head out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Dave Hyde, sports columnist for the Sun Sentinel. 15 minutes of heat today brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Heat hosts the Hawks tomorrow night at the American Airlines Arena. Hello, Dave Hyde.
Hello. What's going on, gentlemen?
Oh, you know.
I was curious. You're looking forward to the Dolphins game tonight. I'm wondering if the nation feels the same sentiment.
I can guarantee you the nation is not feeling the same sentiment. I think the nation is going to be watching for voyeuristic purposes tonight only. This is a dud of a game nationally. Although I was saying this at the beginning of the show today. You know, Monday Night Football, for me, I mean, for, you know, and I watch Monday Night Football, it doesn't matter who's playing. To me, I love Monday Night Football. I love the old Monday Night Football theme. I think back to the old days of, you know, Howard Cosell in the booth, and it means something special. This is one of the stranger ones. We're going to talk heat in a sec, but this is one of the stranger ones, right, where your team is on Monday Night Football, and it's hard to really figure out how to feel tonight.
Imagine broadcasting this game. How would you – I'm curious how they're going to treat the Dolphins, because we haven't heard most of the time the Dolphins game's been gone to about 2% of the country. I'm curious how the national broadcasting is going to treat this whole tanking concept.
As like, I think they treat the Dolphins as an oddity. I think like we're seeing the rare pipsqueak bird through binoculars. You very rarely get to see something like this, and so the nation gathers together around their television sets like back in the 50s and goes, look at what we're seeing. That man's going to walk on the moon. Look at what they're putting out there as an offensive line.
And do they second guess, say, oh, hey, well, they're trying to lose, so that fits, right? Hey,
yeah, but you know what? I think that thing is oversold too, where the Dolphins get criticized for it. There's some really bad teams in the league this season, and the Dolphins happen to be one of them. I mean, it's you know, it'd be very Dolphins to plan this season and then get out losered by someone like that. That would be very Dolphins.
If they go 0-16 and don't get the number one pick, it's the worst 0-17 season. I mean, what would be worse for the Dolphins? And I'm serious, the inside the team, they want to win a game. I there's no doubt about it. They don't want to go 0-16. They'd like to win a game but get the number one pick. But what's worse for the Dolphins? Going 0-16 or also watching the Patriots romp on their way. What are they, 7-0 now, 8-0? I don't know where they're at. And coming down to your place and going for an undefeated season in your stadium. I don't think it's going to come to that, but right now those are the two storylines in the sport.
That would be – wow, I would be torn on something like that. I don't know. I don't know what I would root for there.
What
right?
if the Dolphins were 0-15 and the Patriots were 15-0?
Right. I don't know what I would root for there.
Oh.
That would be at least it would give us a little.
I think
drama.
We just wrote Dave's next article.
Yeah, be drama there. All right, let me get into the heat
good
here.
News, yeah, the good news is the Heat, right? The Panthers won, but the Heat shows some interesting things, I thought, this weekend.
Well, we do 15 minutes of Heat here. You have to be impressed, right? For the Heat's first three games, and we talked about this earlier, they're 2-1. There was no Jimmy Butler, no Deion Waiters, and they went into Milwaukee and beat a Milwaukee team with Giannis playing. I think it bodes well, no?
Yeah, and you saw, look, for all the talk about Tyler Hero, and you see why, you say, you know, he's a very nice rookie, might be, you know, if they redraft by the end of the year, if what you're seeing, he'd go a lot higher. And yet, Kendrick Nunn looks like a polished 24. Hero looks like a very talented 19-year-old and obviously going to contribute a lot. But Kendrick Nunn looks polished. Like, where did this guy come from? You know, I mean, the surprise is, and teams try to do this. The Heat have tried to do this all the time, to remake the roster on the fly, and the Heat seem to have done it with some good youth. So we'll see. I'm curious. Look, they got this whole new culture. The old new culture is the old culture. What do they do with Deion Waiters and James Johnson at this point? I'm curious to see how Pat Riley deals with this.
Dave, I'm looking at a situation that the Miami Heat are not necessarily facing now, but may face down the road when Chris Silva eventually is going to have to go back to the G League, or the Miami Heat are going to have to guarantee that contract. But it's going to come down to a decision where the Heat are going to have to guarantee his contract, and somebody else is not going to be able to be on this roster. And I look at a player like Udonis Haslem, who's not contributing on the floor, and Chris Silva, whether or not you believe in the stat or not, has the highest PER on this team. And it does mean something because he's contributing meaningful minutes in every single game. What do the Heat do in this situation where
not suggesting the unsuggestible, are you?
Well, I mean, let me ask you a serious question. What have they gotten from Udonis Haslem on the floor in the last 4 years? I'm asking a serious question. Like, I get it. He's an extra coach. He's an extension of the coaching staff. But he provides you absolutely nothing on the floor to the fact that they're going to an undrafted rookie off the bench instead of him.
You're actually going to question keeping Udonis Haslem on the roster. Wow.
Well, I think we've all questioned
man,
it in
right?
the offseason, haven't we?
I know. Look, we all know what he brings, right? Which is the 15th guy on the roster is a veteran presence and a enforcer, for lack of a better word, of the way to do things right. And now, does there come a point when that's not worth the 15th man on the roster? Maybe, but my whole point is, are we really going to argue about the 15th man on any NBA roster? And I get it. Look, if Chris Silva's that good, he'll be playing himself way higher than the 15th man of the roster. But, I like to think there are issues that of the Heat that are going to be more important than who the 15th man on the roster will be.
Yeah, I would kind of agree with you on that. And I think, too, after three games, to be worried about what's going to happen with Chris Silva. He was fun to watch. Certainly the opening night, he had one of the seminal Heat moments. But I think you're right. Like, there's going to be more pressing issues. Deion Waiters is one of them. You mentioned it there, Dave. And then in your Hyde 5 column in the Sun Sentinel, you kind of wrote, it's time for the Heat to deal him, right? And it doesn't really matter what you get in return. He would have incredible value, though, if he would accept coming off the bench as a sixth man, wouldn't he?
Oh, well, you talk about the ultimate second guess. What was he thinking? He has to be thinking, what was I thinking? With Jimmy Butler missing these first three games, he would have had a great chance to make impact on these games, as much as anybody else. And so he really cost himself a chance to wedge himself into this Heat season, and make Eric Spoelstra really play him important minutes. And now it's like, oh, we don't need him, and they don't need him. And not only don't need him, they don't want him at this point with the attitude that comes with them. So the question becomes, what now? They've sort of exhausted their ideas here, which was suspend him a game and then don't let him come to the team for a weekend. We'll try to trade him probably. The question is, do they bring him back or do they just tell him to stay away?
Yeah, it's a weird situation. You're right. Had he not gotten himself into that, he would have showed out in the first three games. He really would have.
Yeah,
Dave Hyde.
He has to be thinking, what an idiot.
Yep.
I am.
Yeah, although I don't think he's got that gene. I don't think he's thinking that. Dave Hyde, who's a columnist for the Sun Sentinel, is with us. You can read his work at sunsentinel.com. Spo seems fired up about this season as well, too, right? Runs out onto the court Saturday night. He gets into the action. Then last night, he's throwing that finger around at every official on the court. There's a resurgence of Heat culture again this season. Is that the way you take it?
Yeah, and we saw them get away from it the last couple years. And with Waiters and Johnson being overweight and getting the big money and not playing the same. And, of course, Hassan Whiteside, the nightly mystery of what's up with him. So, yeah, and I think Spo sees that. He sees a lot of young guys who want to be, led in the right way of how the NBA should be played and how the Heat play. He had a quote the other day, was it yesterday, that, we don't do time management, we're the Miami Heat.
And we don't do load management. I saw that on your Twitter feed.
Yeah, wait a second. Dwayne Wade was load management the last 5 years of his career here in the Big Three. So, but his point being, hey, we go all in. He's telling the young guys, look, don't leave anything out there for tomorrow.
Dave, obviously we're going to see Jimmy Butler get back in the rotation. And from what we've seen through these first three games, if you do the A plus B equals C here, the Miami Heat could potentially really be a top three or four seed in the Eastern Conference. But do you think that when Jimmy Butler gets back into the starting rotation, that it takes this team some time to adjust to that new rotation? Or is it a situation where, hey, they plug him right in and they're firing on all cylinders? Plus, the schedule is really tough to start the next 7 to 10 games.
Well, yeah, but I think it's all a new rotation right now, isn't it? Even without Butler, with him or without him. I mean, they had three games without him, but they had five new starters from last year's starting, opening night. And look, at opening night, I asked Spoelstra, look, realizing Jimmy Butler is going to miss some other games, what adjustments did you have to make? And his answer was, hey, look, this is a whole new team to me. There's no adjustments in game one because I was going to have to adjust anyways. So, and I think that's sort of the take, that they don't you know, they're not down to a set pattern of Ray Allen's going to come in at the 8-minute mark, or, you know, Dwayne Wade's going to sit out the first 4 minutes of the second quarter. And I don't think we're there yet. So that's part of the intrigue here is can they keep this energy up and all that, even with adding Butler. I'm curious to see how these young guys – look, they're used to play. They're not used to 82 games. They're used to – and they're not used to playing 3-4 games a week. So we'll see, you know, where their energy level is in a few weeks.
Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel. All right, 50 minutes of heat. Let me just segue back into football here for a second since you got Dolphins on Monday night tonight. You see anything that would lead you to believe there's a Dolphins upset in the making?
No. In fact, just the opposite. In fact, you know, there is a sentiment, well, Pittsburgh's 2-4, and they don't have Ben Roethlisberger. So, I mean, you could draw that scenario. You could run with that. But you look at why they're 2-4. They've lost three games. Their last three games, they've lost by a total of 9 points. And they're three pretty good teams, you know, who's a Baltimore and I can't pull them off the top of my head. But they're three pretty good teams. And so, you know, it's a very physical Pittsburgh team against a Dolphin team. Look, we're all talking baby steps and progress with the Dolphins because of really, what, one quarter, for the last five quarters, they looked like a real NFL team almost. And yet, so for that, they get orange slices and participation trophies. But we know what they are, right? I mean, I've never seen a roster like this. I've never seen, you know, repeatedly people being signed on Wednesday and starting on Sunday. And you know, it's that's sort of the MO of this team. And, you know, they trade Kenyon Drake and people are up in arms. Oh, my God, why did they just got a 6-round pick for him. Why didn't they keep him? And what do they think the market for Kenyon Drake was? I mean, at best, a 5th-round pick, and at best, that's what this draft pick will be. But, but to have it happen on a game day and sort of if you're on the team, you're probably rolling your eyes a little. Okay, there goes another one. So, yeah. I can't drop a scenario of them winning.
But you're excited, though. Monday Night Football, right? I mean, that's something special, right? You sit down on the couch. What's the Dave Hyde plan for tonight?
Yeah, the Dave Hyde plan. I'm not in Pittsburgh, so I'll be watching from the couch. But I got to admit, you know, that when was the Dolphin bye week? 2 weeks ago. And then last week, I watched a lot of football. And whenever I know the red zone's been around for a while, but two of the last 3 weeks I've watched it, and I feel like I am a junkie of a junk food junkie or something because I've had my full of football, and so I'm watching because it's the Dolphins. But look, to be honest, if I saw, you can drop some other nameless bad team against another nameless bad team, I probably wouldn't watch much of it. So I'm curious what the ratings will be nationwide on this.
I have a feeling this is going to be, if not the one of the lowest rated Monday Night Football games of the season. as a football junkie, though, because I'm the same, and I sit there all weekend, doesn't matter who's playing. I have taken an unbelievable amount of joy in watching the Jets implosion. Have you found yourself taking a weird amount of joy in that?
Yes, and now, in fact, to the point I'm watching it yesterday, I'm thinking the only thing that would make Adam Gase happier than running the score up on the Dolphins next Sunday, because they play next Sunday, right? Yeah, at Hard Rock.
Yeah, this is a very big week. It's FSU week and Jets week.
But the only thing bigger than for him to run up the score big would possibly to lose to the Dolphins and ruin their number one overall pick.
I was saying to Zach at the beginning of the show, that would be unbelievable if the Jets ended up with a worse record than the Dolphins because the Dolphins beat them a couple of times.
It's not going to happen. They're the Redskins, the Bengals. We're fine.
The Dolphins are going to really have to want it coming in. And look, Xavier Howard, your knee's hurting, right? For the next 2 months, it's hurting. Rashad Jones,
right?
Your chest or knee or whatever, stay down. look, they play the Jets twice. Buffalo's not all that. I know they have a nice record, but and they're coming in. And then there's that perilous December run against Cincinnati and the New York Giants. The Dolphins play a lot of winnable games coming up.
It's going to be scary if this season doesn't turn out the way that we wanted it to. Dave Hyde, columnist for the Sun Sentinel. Read his work at sunsentinel.com. Thank you for making time for us, Dave.
All right, Hawk. Thanks, Zach.
There you go. 15 minutes of Heat. By the way, you can hear every Miami Heat game right here on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket. It starts with the JetBlue Vacations pregame show hosted by Zaslow and Tommy Tighe. That's an hour before tip-off. And then following the game, it's the Lexus of Pembroke Pines and Subaru of Pembroke Pines Heat postgame show. So the three-time world champion Miami Heat every game right here on The Ticket, including tomorrow night. They host the Atlanta Hawks at the American Airlines Arena. Quick break, and we will come back with more on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco? Where do you wish you were
instead? You got me hanging by 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by Funky Buddha Brewery. It is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Love our friends at Funky Buddha. Zach Duarte and I are at Twin Peaks in Davie, and we're counting down, obviously, till Monday Night Football tonight. Now, I've got a great situation, a great setup at my house for football tonight because I've got the new drink maker in my house, which allows me to fire up some mixed drinks right there with the push of a button. Very excited for tonight's game. So whatever my wife wants, if she wants a strawberry margarita or a white Russian, if I want to fire up an old-fashioned, a vodka lemonade. We make drinks with this cocktail machine called the Drink Maker. It makes delicious mixed drinks and cocktails at the push of a button. It's like one of the fancy espresso machines. You hit a button, you get a nice fancy coffee drink. This is the same exact thing, except with premium cocktails and mixed drinks. And we know here in South Florida, you know, you go out, spend $15-$20 on a mixed drink at a restaurant. Now you can make them in the comfort of your home with the push of a button. And you don't need to own bottles and bottles and bottles of alcohol. You just buy the little pod, the Drink Maker. It looks great. It sits right on the countertop, makes so many drinks, classic cocktails like a gin and tonic, fruity cocktails like a margarita, and everything in between. It's also great to great way to find out some new favorites. You don't have to know any recipes. And like I said, you don't have to own bottles and bottles of alcohol. In less than a minute, with the push of a button, you can have an ice cold, ready to drink cocktail or mixed drink. Now, this brand new machine is already a great deal, but they've got an amazing exclusive offer just for my listeners. DrinkWorks has taken $100 off the original price right off the top. And then for my listeners, you can take another $50 off for a total savings of $150. And they'll even throw in free shipping, and this offer is going to go away very soon, so don't wait. The only way to get the amazing Drink Maker with these exclusive savings plus free shipping, go to drinkworks.com and use my code MARC50, M-A-R-C, and the number 50. Use that when you're checking out. You'll get an additional $50 off and free shipping, but don't wait. This amazing offer will not last. It's only for my listeners. Again, go to drinkworks.com, use the code MARC50, M-A-R-C-50 at checkout, and remember, please enjoy responsibly. Zach Duarte and I, we're getting ready for a little Dolphins football tonight. So here's the schedule. So on this station, on 790 The Ticket, coming up at 6 o'clock, it's going to be Alex Dono and Brian Monroe. They'll take you up until the Florida Panthers pregame show. And then you got Panthers hockey tonight, and then you'll have Panthers postgame. On our sister station, 560 The Joe, you've got the Dolphins pregame show going on right now. You'll have Dolphins Steelers tonight. And then after the game, Zach Duarte along with Troy Stratford will break down the game. And so you've got a long night of broadcasting ahead of you, Zach.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go pick up some energy drinks. I just can't count on Dunkin' Donuts being open.
Yeah, we learned the story earlier today. I had no idea.
How the hell did you not know this?
So you
what rock do you live under?
Counted against Dunkin' Donuts for closing a little bit early on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Terrible.
The website says 1 o'clock. The sticker on the door says 1 o'clock.
But it's Christmas Eve.
No, no. It's Christmas, and people work on Christmas.
Christmas Day?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And you hold that against them?
Yes.
Terrible. Terrible. I just can't side with you on this one.
Well, I don't need you to side with me.
I imagine there's very few people in South Florida that
can side with you on that.
Yeah, I disagree. I think you care.
I don't care. That's why the tweet is still up. I will never remove it. I stand firm.
He brought it up like six times on his own, by the way.
Damn right.
Because he cares.
I'm proud of it. I stand firm. You say you're open till 1? You're open till 1.
Dolphins are 14-point underdogs tonight.
Did we stop doing the show at 5:15?
What do you mean?
Well, we're supposed to go to 6, right? No, we didn't stop the show at 5:15, right?
But on Christmas Day.
That doesn't matter. I got a 4-hour show on Christmas. I'm doing a 4-hour show.
So you're saying it's all about you, and it doesn't matter about the actual people that want to be home with their families on Christmas.
They'll be home after 1 o'clock.
Hmm. Yeah, I just don't agree with you.
People work on Christmas. We need to get over.
We need to stop being such a soft, sensitive society.
I got to go home early on Christmas. Dude, you'll be home at 1:15. You'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You stick with that. I think you can go far with that take.
Appreciate that.
I think that'll launch you.
Yeah. This is the generation of participation trophies. I'm sure I'll get far with that take.
Yes, being home and with your family on Christmas Day is equivalent to a participation trophy, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Does someone want to have a talk with Zach Duarte at some point about this? Solana, can you sign him up for a talk somewhere?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'll pass.
Dolphins are 14-point underdogs tonight.
Super tight pants on it. Yeah.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, over-under on yards tonight is 227.5.
Love you, Solana.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, touchdown passes, over-under is 1.5. I love this bet tonight. Mark Walton, over-under on rushing yards, 46.5. I think he flies over on that. Preston Williams, over-under on receiving yards, 49.5. Devontae Parker, 45.5. And for the Steelers, Mason Rudolph, over-under on passing yards, 233.5. I think he goes over on that. James Conner, rushing yards, 74.5. Juju Smith-Schuster, 61.5 receiving yards. I like Mason Rudolph over 233.5 yards, unless they get out to a big lead and they can just run the ball.
I need a giant James Conner fantasy day.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So you're rooting for a big lead early.
I'm rooting for a four. You know, we've been getting these like 4 touchdown days recently. Like I think yesterday was Tevin Coleman. Yeah, I think last week was Aaron
you
Jones.
Need that tonight with James
Conner.
Yeah,
I need one of those.
Anyway, Twin Peaks in Davie. If you're thinking about a place to watch the game tonight, you're not going to do much better. University Drive in Davie, great food, great drinks, and we always enjoy their hospitality here. And obviously next Monday I'll be back with Crowder. And if you're getting out of work right now and you're thinking about a little drink before you go home, or like I said, if you're thinking about a place to watch the game tonight, Twin Peaks, University Drive, in Davie. We're in hurricane season. It's the tail end, but we're in hurricane season. Dorian was a big wake-up call for a lot of people, but I've been telling everyone, like, now is the time to call or visit BNT Impact Windows and Doors. You get a consultation scheduled to come out, measure everything at your house, and then if you decide to use them, you'll have everything installed by next hurricane season. You will feel safe and secure. BNT is the company my wife and I used for our home. It is a different feeling when you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. BNT Impact Windows and Doors, that's the way to go. Tom and Brett, they came out to the house. They showed us exactly which PGT custom windows and doors would serve us well. And then, wow, what a difference when you're getting ready for a storm. You just feel safe and secure. If you're a homeowner in South Florida, having PGT custom windows and doors will just make you feel more secure than you could ever imagine come hurricane season. So time for you to call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. That is going to do it for us from Twin Peaks in Davie. Steph, our on-site engineer, thank you very much. Ryan with promotion, Zach Duarte, great job filling in for Channing Crowder, and you'll hear Duarte again tonight on our sister station, 560 The Joe, along with Troy Stratford. They will take you from Dolphins' final whistle till what, like 3-4 hours worth?
No.
Not on a Monday night football game?
Yeah, like 3-4 hours worth.
3-4 hours worth, says the executive producer, Alejandro Solana.
Hey, that's right. You're messing with me, Solana.
Hold on a second. If the broadcast is for 3-4 hours.
Yeah, wait a second. If the broadcast is supposed to be 4 hours.
I was told it's till 2.
Are we looking for a participation trophy tonight, Zach?
I was told till 2 a.m. That's what I was told.
Let's check the hours online, shall we? Have you posted the hours? And Solana, that's funny. I think we caught him right here at the end of the show, Solana.
I was told the show's till 2.
I think we caught him at
that's
the end of the
told.
Show.
I was told by Solana.
Alex Dono and Brian Monroe are coming up next on 790 The Ticket. Dolphins pregame show is going on right now on 560 The Joe. That will do it for us today from here at Twin Peaks in Davie.
2 a.m. I'm off.
Are you sure?
Yes, that's what it says on the schedule.
But if it said, if a revision comes out...
Then I'm on till 3.
We will speak with you from the studios mañana.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need.
Need that's all, folks.
You need to need. Need.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.